Integrity Handyman?
Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for asking. Am I speaking to the business owner?
I suppose.
What was that?
I suppose. Are you trying to sell me ad space?
Well, this is Eric over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Local Splash, is that a... I'm okay, I guess, but, man, I can't keep up with the work, and I definitely can't afford no more advertising.
I hear you, but, I mean, I'm sure if a, you know, if a customer calls you tomorrow in need of one of your more profitable services, you wouldn't turn them away to the competition, would you?
Well, that's the thing. I wouldn't be able to schedule them tomorrow. I mean, I'm already, like, booked up for, like, a couple weeks or a month almost.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, how do you get most of your clientele?
They call my phone.
But is it mostly through word of mouth? Are you using any business directories? Do you have a website, any social media presence, anything like that?
So I got a Facebook page, and I do business cards, but it's probably mostly word of mouth and business cards.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever worked with Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Townsquare. Have you ever worked with any of these guys? Are you working with them now?
Yeah, I keep my leads turned off, though, because I feel like I was bamboozled, and I don't have any interest in using their service because it's just unnecessary. I don't need the leads that bad. I mean, right. I'm not saying I wouldn't potentially use it again if things slowed down, but I don't see anything slowing down anytime soon.
You know, and the last thing I want to be doing is taking up your time here, but is this really something you'd be interested in?
Well, I don't know. What are you offering me?
Well, we want to put you up on the first page of Google within your service area for the services that you offer. Now, when you're working with Google, the customers call you directly. You don't get charged per phone call, per lead, or per job that you're going to be able to concrete with the service. It's unlimited phone calls and unlimited leads, and there's no contracts here. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in for yourself and for the company?
When you say unlimited leads, how do you define leads?
So the customer is going to call you, right? So let's say, for example, the customer looks up interior trim or decorative moldings installation. This is just an example, right? Interior painting, exterior painting.
Right.
We're going to make sure that.
Pull that one from Angie's or the data center you got it from, got that from Angie's.
So Angie's resells you the leads from Google, and they also resell them to your competitor. Here are the customers.
I'm well aware. I'm well aware.
Here are the customers. Here, the customer calls you in real time, right? So we create those opportunities for you. Now, it would be up to you to lock in that customer. Now, I'm sure that makes more sense than working with Angie's, right? They're pretty much a middleman.
Angie's doesn't lock anything in for me. You know, they say they got their customer's choice thing, but it's nothing stops them from going back and selecting another person.
Exactly, exactly. And since we do have to follow Google guidelines and policies, that's why we only work with one company. I'm sure that makes sense, right?
Right, but like, in order for this to make sense or even sound believable to me, I'd imagine it's a very small area that people would have to be searching from to be able to make me the number one, guaranteed.
Well, how many miles do you service right now in your service area? Do you not focus in fluorescent?
I go up to like 60 miles, depending on, you know, how big the job is. Small handyman stuff, I try to keep it within 10 to 15 miles. But like, you know, if it's, you know, a new construction build or if it's a whole room remodel or a whole interior painting job or anything like that, then, you know, I'll go further.
Okay, perfect. Now, if we could offer you a better service than what you had with Angie's, I mean, I'm sure that you would consider this for your business today. Is that right?
Certainly, but what do I do about getting a refund from Angie's? I mean, honestly, I think I do got some leverage because they don't allow me to change my services without calling them, which is inconvenient. If I'm trying to do it after hours, and they said that it was a computer error, like it's something that they've been working on. It's been down for a few months. I'm like, a few months? Well, I actually got one of the representatives, and I still have the recorded call, him saying it's actually a new policy, and it's not a glitch.
And that's what they told you when you tried to cancel with them? So they're not letting you cancel pretty much is what you're saying, or?
Well, I haven't tried to cancel. I know that I paid them for the year, and I think I'm past the consumer's rights policy wouldn't really protect me anymore to try to get that refund.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull up the details on this listing as well as the pricing, okay? Are you solely focused on residential, or do you also handle commercial?
I mean, I can do small businesses. I mean, commercial is a big step, but I am a one-man
right.
show.
Okay.
So mostly residential.
Okay. And what about a website? You have one?
Angie said there's supposed to be some website for me, but I know it just directs them back to Angie's. It doesn't really direct them to me, so I would say no.
Okay. My name's Eric, by the way. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? I'm sorry, I didn't ask you your name.
Yeah, this is William Gilbert.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, Mr. Gilbert. So, William, let me ask you, because, you know, I do see here that you qualify for our services. If we could make our service affordable for you and put you up on that first page of Google within your service area and surrounding areas, of course, I'm sure that this would make perfect sense for you to move forward on something like this today, right, if the position is available for the service.
Well, that's why you're calling me, is that it is available.
No, I know, but just wanted to make sure that this is something you'd be interested in, William. Last thing I want to doing here is taking up your time, you know? But let me go ahead and...
I don't want to lose yours either, but also, you know, I also got to have you, you know, offer me something that's so, you know, convincing that I would want
exactly.
to do it.
Exactly. No, exactly, and that's what I was actually going to get to next, William. And one last question on my part. You said that it's a one-man show, so it's just you running the company. It's not you and a crew. You don't have a business partner or anything like that.
I potentially am looking into expanding into hiring labor or subcontracting some things, but I'm not there yet. So currently I do everything myself.
Okay, perfect. So William, while we were having this conversation, I did send a message to my pricing director. His name's David. He has better access to the prices than I do. So I'm going to bring him on the line, not just to give you the price to the service, but, you know, we also want to answer any other questions or concerns that you may have. We want to get those addressed. And William, if you like what you hear, we can go from there. Does that sound fair enough to you?
Sure does.
I appreciate you being patient. And his name's David, okay? He's actually on the line with us already. Go ahead, David.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.